In the book, she talks about the political corruption and grafters, mm-hmm. Sooners, mistreatment of American Indians, and how they stole allotments from Indians that were so innocent, and they took advantage of them. Mm-hmm. Nobody had written like that. Isn't that right?
Right. And it's a complicated story, because the grafters that she identifies, it is not just a white native story. Some of the grafters that we're talking about might be native, might have families who were native. And we're talking about children in many ways, and orphans, and those who are going to supervise their land holdings. And many of those supervisors will take advantage and profit from this transitional moment that's going on. And that's what she's talking about. In her draft and in her early manuscript, she names names. She talks about everything that she finds. And for those reasons, she has difficulty publishing the text. And it takes quite a bit of time before that text will be published.
Here's a quote from your book, Hidden Treasures. Her quote: "I didn't know that all of eastern Oklahoma and Oklahoma in general was dominated by a criminal conspiracy to cheat Indians out of their land after their own tribes were broken up into individual allotments."
Mm-hmm.
She referred to the orgy of exploitation.
That would make a great book title.
Yes, it would. I mean, the very thought to say it that way is
yes.
almost beyond belief. And the liquidating of the five civilized tribes was, quote, a gigantic blunder. She got some pushback, perhaps, on that. And she exposed the grafters by names, didn't she?
Yes.
And that's where she really got pushback when it came to mm-hmm. publishing. Why? What about these names?
These names, and I hope you're not going to ask me to name names or identify them. Maybe you have some names there. But these are prominent names in Oklahoma history. Although others may know the story. So although Dale may know the story, he may even talk about it in his lectures. He was also a political person who knew the importance of donor relations at the University of Oklahoma. So he may say, you know what, you may not want to publish this, or you may not want to name the names. She had nothing to lose. She wasn't fundraising for a university. She wasn't trying to have a certain kind of reputation. So she was so focused on this idea to discover the truth and publish it. And that's what she did.
Well, I thought, who are those people? So I went to her book, which I have here, page 204. Early in 1909, the government instituted a criminal prosecution, and Governor Charles Haskell, Clarence W. Turner, Walter R. Eaton, William T. Hutchings, Albert Z. English, Frederick B. Severs, and Jesse Hill, all prominent citizens of Muskogee, were indicted for conspiracy to defraud the Creek Nation. So that is
yes.
where the University of Oklahoma Press said, ooh,
yes.
this is pretty hot stuff.
So how do we tell the story of our wonderful state of Oklahoma? Do we only talk about the positives? Do we talk about a more balanced approach in trying to talk about Haskell and others and all of the aspects of Governor Haskell? What kind of story are we trying to tell in the development of our state? And I would also add here, when I think about the story of Oklahoma, I do think about it in many ways as Oklahoma exceptionalism, because where else are you finding the joining of two territories, Oklahoma Territory, Indian Territory, bringing them together in the state of Oklahoma in 1907? And what is that transition like? How do you bring people together? The story of Native peoples coming to Oklahoma, some were here, many were brought here, forcibly removed here. It's a very complicated story, but I think we need to keep learning about it, writing about it, talking about it.
She said the research for Ann Stillwater's Run Deep was one of the most unhappy experiences of her life, and she called the evidence slimy.
Yes.
Slimy.
Slimy. I would say that the editor at OU Press, Brandt, he believed in the book. He championed the book. He supported her work. They sent it out for review, received some positive reviews, but the idea of naming names might be problematic. When he took a new position at Princeton University Press, then she was able to publish the book.
And then there was a reprint, as I see, and ultimately was printed by the University of Oklahoma Press in 1984.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is amazing. It is amazing.
Because isn't it true that when the book finally came out, it was 4 or 5 years after she had written it?
Right. So she was writing the book in the 1930s, but it will not appear in print until the 1940s.
So she expected some immediate backlash, and she didn't get it, and thought, I guess some of the grafters don't read books.
Right. And some descendants of grafters. She would give these public talks, and she would expect to receive some pushback, and she will say that she did not receive a lot of pushback from the work.